This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Zelmira Largato, CELLMIRALARGETEAU, date of birth 09/27/1955, date of appointment 11/30/2023. Requesting a physician Megan Sumagre, MEGANSUMIGRAY. Dear Megan Sumagre, I have the pleasure of seeing Zelmira Largato today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 68-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 10/26/2023 because of the syncopal episode and fall at home. She also fractured the left ankle, and right now she's in the cast. From the hospital, she went to the rehab, and now she's at home. In the hospital, midodrine was started, but because of the high blood pressure, it was discontinued. She still feels dizzy. She was seen by the cardiologist also. She has a history of Parkinson's disease, and Dr. Ferraro was her neurologist before, F-E-R-R-A-R-O. She is taking carbidopa, levodopa, 25/100, 1 PO, 4 times daily, and Comten, 200 milligram, 4 times daily. She is also resagiline. One milligram PO daily. Past medical history, left carotid artery stenosis, syncope, history of DVT, insomnia, osteoarthritis of the right knee, anxiety, depression, hyperlipidemia, GERD, nocturia, and Parkinson's disease. Past surgical history, total knee replacement, radio frequency ablation of the cervical nerve C3, C4, arthroscopic knee surgery, and left shoulder surgery, and right ankle surgery. Allergy to erythromycin medication. Alprazolam 1 mg daily, aspirin 81 mg daily, atorvastatin 20 mg daily, carbidopa, levodopa 25/100, 1 PO, 4 times daily, cephalexin 500 mg. Please remove cephalexin, entacopone 200 mg, 4 times daily, hydrocodone, acetaminophen as needed basis, vitamins, omeprazole, resagiline 1 mg daily, senna, tizanidine 4 mg 3 times daily as needed basis, venlafaxine 225 mg, daily extended release. Socialist, he does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. Married, live with the husband. Family is tea. Mother deceased, sister deceased, two sister and two brother alive and healthy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, lightheadedness, confusion, blackout spell, memory loss, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety. Physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present. Next upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose. No dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. Mild action tremor present. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5 except right lower extremity is in the cast. Deep tender reflexes 2-4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 68-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, Parkinson's disease. Number two, postural hypotension. Number three, dizziness, lightheadedness. Number four, syncope. Number five, memory loss. Number six, headache. Number seven, depression. Number eight, anxiety. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the carbidopa, levodopa, 25 over 101 PO, 4 times daily. Comten, 200 mg, 4 times daily. Resagiline, 1 mg PO daily. She is on aspirin, 81 mg daily, and atorvastatin 20 mg daily. She is also taking alprazolam 1 mg daily and venlafaxine 225 mg extended release daily. She is also taking for pain hydrocodone and tizanidine 4 mg 3 times daily. I would like to see her back in my office in 6 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.